Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Gentlemen, welcome to the Timeshare Podcast, Two Drink Minimum. The man in front of me, looking svelte, looking thin, new haircut, comedy legend, Mike Ward.
That's my diet, is just cutting my hair. Yeah, it's just fucked up. When I got the haircut, I was like, oh shit, it looks like I lost like 50 pounds. Or not 50, but a good 10, 12.
But I was watching on stage now, you did lose weight also.
Yeah, I did, but last week I was the exact same weight as I am now.
You look a million pounds thinner.
It's just the hair.
Haircuts are important. That's what I mean, too. When it gets too out here, I'll trim it, and it's fucking perfect.
And plus, like, since I'm gray, like, I'm old, when it's short, it just, I look dashing. Like, I look like an old man with a bit of, or an older gentleman with money. Yeah. But as soon as it's this long, I look like a homeless guy.
Yeah, it's, the line is so fine.
Yeah, when I got my haircut, I was in Orlando. You are Pantelis, he's Poseidon. Sorry, yes.
They know who we are.
But yeah, I went to, I was in Orlando, and next to the grocery store, there was a barber shop, and it was written, walk-ins welcome. And I hadn't got a professional haircut since COVID. I've been cutting my hair myself. So I was like, no matter what this place is, I'm going there.
I need a professional haircut.
Yeah, I need a professional haircut. And I walked in, and it's a black barber shop.
Very unprofessional.
Shit. I was the only white guy.
Very unprofessional, Mike, but it happens. Mistakes are made.
No, but it was cool. I'd never been in a black barbershop.
It was nice. And they were all talking?
Yeah. And it was...
LeBron
it was
James,
cool
a bitch!
they're all... The two brothers from Miami started it.
Oh.
So they moved to Orlando because it's cheaper. And the bitches... they did talk about bitches. But it was a cool barbershop.
Yeah, well, they did a good job.
Yeah, I was very happy.
It makes me want to go get my side faded over there.
Yeah, I got a haircut as well recently, and I removed the cyst from my eye, so I feel good. Yeah.
One of the cysts was removed.
Yeah, one of them, the bigger one. Yeah. I had them removed on the left.
Okay.
Yeah. So I feel good too.
But they insulted him at the hospital. He was pissed. Not only did he have to stay there for a lot of hours, he said, "So you can take out both cysts?" And they're like, "Both? You only have two cysts?" And he's like, "Yeah, my eyes." He goes, "That's where the cysts are." And they're like, holy shit, bro, we're going to cut your face up. All that shit was cyst. And he's like, no, there's one in each. And he's like, oh my, thank you for telling me, because we had a whole team here. We're
gonna going to
cut you like a goddamn fish.
Yeah.
We're going to try to fix what the fuck's going on.
You were going to come out of the hospital looking like Artie Lang.
Like a fucking pincushion, yeah.
Goddamn.
And he's like, no, they're here. He's like, whew, thank you for telling me, buddy. And he's like, good luck.
I had a crazy, like when I was in Orlando, Michelle, my manager, came up. And in 2 days, he almost died, and he got in a car accident with my car.
I didn't know he got in a car accident.
No way.
We
go Beamer?
Out. The BMW.
No.
Not a big one, but we go out.
We went through hell to get that car. Yeah. We had to go meet an Italian.
Yeah. So we go to a restaurant. I have a couple of drinks, and then we go. Laurence was there, his old assistant.
All right,
with
brag.
Her boyfriend. And Orlando, you need a car. Right? Because everything is super, like, far away from everything. And she was like, hey, I'm going to be in Orlando. Do you want to have a drink or eat? And I was like, yeah, sure. Michelle's going to be here. And then she was like, amazing. Guys, come to our apartment. We'll cook for you. And then I was like, oh, fuck that. I don't want to go to someone's apartment. I was like, no, we'll go to the restaurant. Me and Michelle will pay for the meal.
Yeah.
And then she's like, okay. And they hadn't rented a car, so they had to take a cab. No one takes taxis in Orlando. So, like, we got to the restaurant. They showed up like an hour late because there are no taxis.
So they had to walk it.
Yeah, no, they had to wait for, because they have a kid, so they needed a taxi with a baby seat. That's why it was complicated.
I have a question: is that a law that it needs? Can't if you're sitting in the back, can't you just hold your kid?
Yeah, you could.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. But I guess since the way Quebec is, that you actually need the baby seat.
Do you
seat?
Need the car seat?
Like, oh, here? No, you could just hold the kid in the back.
I'm pretty sure you need a car seat.
But I'm not taking advice from Poseidon because he's a train wreck.
I'm pretty sure, legally, you need a car seat.
Because Poseidon seems more like the guy like, yeah, bro, crack. He's going to grow up strong. He seems more like that type of dad.
What did you Google?
Baby seat? Taxis need a child seat, Quebec. Generally speaking, whilst the driver is responsible for all passengers under the age of 16, it must ensure they are using a suitable car seat restraint system. Taxi drivers are exempt. You can travel in a taxi with children without a child car seat. In Canada.
Okay, in Canada. So that means Florida, they wouldn't give a
fuck. They don't give a fuck.
But yeah, I guess they wanted a car seat. So anyway, we go to the restaurant, have a couple of drinks, then we go back to their place. Have a couple more drinks, and I was sober, but I drank, I don't know, a couple too many. So I tell Michelle, I'm like, hey, it'll be safer if you drive. He backs a car up, we weren't even driving it. He backs a car up, and I see in the mirror, a post, and I'm like, we were underground garage, so like a pillar. So,
oh fuck.
It's this wide. So I'm like, if I can see it in the mirror, Michelle can see it in the mirrors. And then he's backing up. And then I'm like, okay. I felt him turn, so I couldn't see it anymore. And then he hits the gas, and then we just go back, and I hear, pow. And I'm like, what the fuck are you doing? What the fuck are you doing? I was like, didn't you see that? He's like, no. I'm like, God damn it.
I love God your reaction. Damn it. Mental.
Like, we hit it hard enough that I was like, if we had gone forward, the airbags would have popped. But we hit it straight, and since it's like it's flat, it just there's a big weird line. Like, it just pushed the bumper, and it took a bit of paint off, but
it's fixable.
It just looks dirty. So then I'm like, God damn, I should have driven. Because we were 5 minutes from my place.
Was he like, I'm hammered right now?
No, he didn't have one drink. He didn't drink anything.
I have a question for you, Mike. Is the backup camera installed?
No. No.
That would have helped.
The backup camera that I had asked someone to take care of.
That would have helped.
Yeah.
Now, that backup camera wasn't installed because someone in your crew, some would call useless, not Michelle in this case, some would call him useless. Some call him fat and retarded, but we're not going to talk to those people. They're very negative. Some would say that if
you
fat and
that
useless.
Another nickname is Cyst Boy.
Yeah. So if Cyst Man had done his job correctly and installed the backup camera, there are chances.
Yeah, Michelle wouldn't have hit that.
Interesting.
Yeah.
So
I think Michelle, though, was because there's the butterfly screen effect. For the
it's
backup
the butterfly
camera.
Effect, yeah. You, it's and the I butter think, effect.
I think Michelle was looking at the screen. Because when you back up, there's the black screen, but with the drawing, so the sort of rectangle with the red and the green.
So it
looks like, you know, there should be a camera.
So he was just looking. He's like, it's just dark back there.
Yeah, he was like, I think
there's
we're
nothing
good.
Back there. There's nothing but darkness.
I feel so guilty right
now.
Yeah,
no, it's
Mike,
not you.
Mike, I think your barber's back there. I'm just going to go slow.
He got nervous. He locked the doors.
That's what happened, yeah. He's like, roof, I'm getting the fuck out of here.
The roof is open. He's locking.
And you're like, what the fuck are you doing? I thought I saw your barbers.
Oh, yeah, so he and then the next this was Friday night. Saturday morning we go to the restaurant, and I took him to there's this hotel near my condo that's really nice.
Ooh.
And then Michelle sees the place and he's like, "This is amazing."
Gaylord? Is it the Gaylord?
No, it's
the Gaylord. The Gaylord.
Is there the Gaylord Hotel?
Yeah, yeah.
What? No way.
Yeah.
There's a hotel called the Gaylord.
There's also a hockey arena, the Gaylord Center. Yeah. You didn't know?
That's amazing.
You didn't know?
No.
Why are you laughing?
I don't know.
Yeah, there's a Gaylord hotel. For Gaylord? Like, it's, no, for real. It's, go look it up.
No way.
Yeah, in Florida and in Orlando, I think one of the nice ones are the arena, Gaylord Arena.
The
yeah.
The Orlando Fags play there.
You guys think I'm lying, but I'm not.
The Orlando Fags.
I'm not.
Oh, my God, Nashville, the Gaylord Hotel.
Yeah.
The Gaylord Hotel. Yeah.
You tell me you've
Gaylord
never...
Gaylord Hotels, they yeah. have multiple.
Yeah, I told you.
Holy shit.
How have you not gotten any type of ads?
You can tell that this is probably, I guess, the Gaylord family that runs this.
Oh, okay.
No, it was one Gaylord.
No, but it's the type of thing, I'm pretty sure that whoever owns it, like, people were like, you know, you should, we should change the name. No, no. Yeah, but you know what that means, right? No one says that. That's just my name.
Just check who owns it. Yeah. I hope it's Disney.
I hope it's Gaylord. Elton John. It'd be amazing if it's Elton John. it's RuPaul.
Gaylord Hotels owners.
God damn, we're children.
Who is Gaylord of Gaylord Hotels?
Who is I'm Gaylord? Looking at him. I'm
Edward Lewis Gaylord.
Edward Lewis Gaylord.
Why he died in 03.
Oh, that's sad.
Died of AIDS?
R.I.P. R.I.P.
He lived a long time, 1919 to 03.
Well, bro, R.I.P.
He died in 2003?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, he didn't die backwards.
Yeah, yeah. No, because when he said it in 03, I thought he meant
19 or 18. Yeah.
Fuck. It was an American billionaire, businessman, media mogul, and philanthropist.
Holy shit.
This was a... Goddamn.
I wonder if it's because of him that... Like, was he... Can you Google if Edward Gaylord was a homosexual?
Oh, you think it comes from him?
Probably not, right? Because...
I think Gaylord probably meant back in the day his family they were just the best at being happy. That's what it was. They were, these are Gaylords, but these guys are always happy.
They were the lords of happiness.
Yeah, and then gay changed because gay was gay till like 80s.
Yeah, yeah.
There's still music. It's like, yo, let's have a gay time.
Oh, he must have been so upset in the 80s.
Yeah, all Christmas stuff. And then somewhere along when it changed, he was one of the first people that I was like, oh, this isn't good for business.
But he overcame it and became a billionaire.
Yeah.
Or was a billionaire beforehand?
I think he was a billionaire before. He opened the hotels.
Yeah. Oh, this is amazing.
Yeah, I made your day, eh?
Yeah, he was not gay, though. Well, there's nothing
that's neither here nor there.
Well, yeah.
Yeah, so we didn't go to the Gaylord Hotel. We went to the Omni. But so we go in, and Michel, on the way there, he's like, he does intermittent fasting. Nice. He just started. But since it's new, he's like, as soon as he wakes up, I'm like, do you want something to eat? He's like, nope. I only eat at lunch.
Okay.
And then I'm like, okay. And then at 11, he's like, God, you're fine. God, you're fine. Fuck, am I hungry? Fuck, am I hungry? I'm so hungry. And I was like, do you want me to make you toast? No, I'm good. We can just wait till lunch. And then he's like, I'm so fucking hungry. And he keeps on telling me how fucking hungry he is. So we go to the hotel, go to the restaurant. And then he's like, I'm so fucking hungry. So I'm like, okay, there's a... Like when we walked in, the guy tells us, look, you can have the lunch menu or there's still the breakfast buffet. So if you want the breakfast buffet. So I tell Michelle, I'm like, grab the buffet. You're fucking starving.
Yeah.
Why wait for your food? So he goes, gets an omelet and a couple other things that didn't go with an omelet. I forget what he got, but it was a weird combination. And he starts eating. And then after three bites of the omelet, he starts choking. And he's like... And I'm like, are you kidding? And he's like, and his eyes are tearing up. And then he stands up and he's like this. The
very
waiter,
theatrical, this guy.
Yeah. Very, he was overdoing it a little. It was very, it felt a little Gaylord to me.
I felt like you were in the wrong hotel.
Listen. He's choking. And then the waiter comes over. Waiter, super nice guy. He panics and he tries to do the Heimlich, but he's doing it wrong. He's doing it like... on his chest.
Oh, that'll
so
work.
I'm and he's pushing kind of hard. So I'm like, he's gonna fucking break his ribs. So I push him over, and then I hit Michel in the stomach, like do the Heimlich. And after like one time, two times, nothing's happening. So I'm like, okay, I'm gonna fucking give it all my force. I fucking pulled in as hard as I could, and then he just fucking projectile vomited on my hands and on my shoes, and I was wearing my Crocs. So I had vomit, like Crocs with socks too. So I have fucking vomit on my socks, on my hands. And then I'm like, okay, at least he's not dead. But he fucking ruined my lunch.
You ruined the day.
So then, I'm
just saying, I'm picturing you and just looking at him, and there's vomit everywhere. Everyone's like, just breathing in, and just Mike's like, how the fuck are you my manager?
Yeah. But I was like this, and then everyone's coming up to him, and I'm like, can I wash my hands somewhere? Can I wash my hands? And I didn't even want to like open a door, and I'm on the terrace. I'm outside. So then the waiter's like, yeah, come with me. So I wash my hands in the like there was the server station. I wash my hands, and the waiter's like, you are a hero. He was a guy from Morocco. He's like, you're a hero,
and
my
you're
friend.
Like, oh, you heard about that court case?
Yeah.
Thank you.
And then since this is America, and it's a nice 5-star hotel, the manager comes, and then the hotel doctor. Like in Quebec, we don't even have doctors in hospitals.
Yeah,
and then
they have fucking hotels.
They have a hotel doctor. The hotel doctor comes.
Hotel doctor.
And
that
yeah.
is fancy as
and
fuck.
They're like, sir, are you okay? Ask a couple questions. And then Michelle's like, yeah, I'm good. And they're like, okay, sir, can you just sign this to say we asked you if you were okay and you said you were okay? And then Michelle is like, they're very friendly here. And I'm like, no, they're just afraid you're going to sue.
Yeah.
And then the sheriff showed up because like, it was a lacrosse tournament. So the sheriff, like a sheriff and a deputy show up, and they're like, oh, sir, are you okay? And then we explain the thing again. And then they're like, all right, okay, sir, can you just sign this to say we asked you if everything was okay? And you said everything was okay. So Michelle signs another, like he was signing release forms like he was going to fucking have sex with Justin Bieber.
He should have sued him when he found out he was being served by a Moroccan.
Yeah. And then we get an ambulance showed up. And the ambulance driver or whatever you call them, the paramedics, they come in, they ask him questions again, and then he signs another thing.
He's hilarious. God,
yeah, so he signed like about 100 fucking waivers.
He works there
Holy
now.
Shit.
Yeah. He doesn't know what he's signing. He just works there now.
Yeah, and then the waiter, when he asks us, where are you from? We're from Montreal. And then I didn't know he was Moroccan. I just knew he was a Muslim guy. And he tells us.
When you order the bacon, it's like, ugh.
Yeah. But he starts talking to us in French, and he was so comfortable with us. Like when we left, he was like, he goes, Assama. And then he was going to say Assama alaikum, but he was like, Assama, God bless you. And then I was like, he was so comfortable with us that he was just being himself.
Yeah.
And then he realized these are two white men in a 5-star hotel in Florida.
Yeah, yeah.
So you fucking zip that fucking Allah shit up. You're in Trump country, mister.
Yeah, that's what happened. Yeah. Oh, that's nice though. Yeah. The guy, you made his day too, because that's the last thing he wants is someone dying on his
and
watch.
And he wanted to pay our meal, but I was like, no. I was no. We threw up on your fucking, we threw up on your floor. Like, let us pay. But he was like, no, I want to pay. So I was like, just if you can just stamp my, I parked, I use a valet parking, and it's I think valet parking was like $35. I was like, if you can just stamp this so I can get free. I was like, as long, I don't care if your boss, it costs him money. I don't care about Omni, but I was like, I don't want you to pay.
Yeah.
So he stamped my thing. And then when we got out, the driver is like, hey, there was a lot of action in the restaurant. The ambulance came and the sheriff. And I was like, yeah, my friend almost died. Yeah.
What do you mean? The Muslim tried to kill him?
Yeah.
It was one of those situations.
Yeah.
Oh, but I'm glad he's alive.
Yeah.
But fuck, what a week. He's got to learn how to eat like a normal human being, though.
I was so happy, though, using the Heimlich maneuver, because that's the type of thing everyone learns when you're little.
And you don't think you're ever going to use
it. No one ever uses it.
I think my mom or someone used it on my sister at a party like 3 or 4 years ago. My sister was joking.
Is it right under, you're supposed to do it right under the rib cage, right?
They say you do it under the rib cage
and you push
in and up.
Yeah.
But since Michelle is a big dude, and I realized as I was doing it, I have very short arms. So I was like this.
A T-Rex.
So I couldn't do this and up. I just do like boom, boom. And then I was like, I'm never going to get up. So that's why I was like, okay, I'm just going to give it like all my force. So if he dies, at least they'll see that I hurt him before he died. I bruised him up.
That was so funny.
That was amazing. That was good timing. Yeah. At least he'll know if he died. man. Okay. So
by the
guys
way,
are back.
Speaking of you wearing Crocs with socks, I've got cocks on my socks.
Oh, why are you doing this again? He did another podcast. No
one cares. You got a chicken on your sock?
No. It looks like a rooster.
Okay.
He has a black penis on his socks.
Yeah.
Do you have a black penis on
your socks? Yeah, look, look, look.
Well, you can't tell.
Okay, yeah. God damn it. Yeah. Imagine his girlfriend, when she sees him dressed.
She bought it. She bought them for me. She was very eager to finally see a man's cock in the house.
Yeah. She was like, finally one that's not this thing. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Long.
She's like, oh, a useful cock. Yeah. And then she's like, it's just an image. Yeah. So Poseidon's been having a wild-ass week. Dude, when I tell you wild-ass week, I mean wild-ass week.
What happened?
His dad, the first thing that I know is that his dad gave him a phone call. He's like, they're looking for child molesters. There's a kid missing around me. And Poseidon's like, what do you want?
They're looking for child molesters. So he was calling to see if you were interested.
Let me take it off the top. He calls me up. He's like, yo, there's a shit ton of police on my street. I'm like, why? What's up? What's happening?
I don't know, but they have photos of me.
And he goes, I think they're looking for like a child molester or something.
I think.
Yeah, that's what I said. Yeah. That's interesting.
That's a weird guess.
Have you fucked any kids recently? Yeah. He's like, that's neither here nor there.
Okay, yeah, they're farming on my street. They're probably looking for that kiddie porn. Apparently someone has kiddie porn on their computer.
Yeah.
In other news, I just burnt my computer. It's funny. It makes a funny smell when you put it in the fireplace.
That laser he builds, he finally gets around to building, starts pointing at him.
What was the hint that they were looking for child molesters?
There was no hint,
it was intuition.
Yeah, and I go, why you fucked a kid? And he was trying to be sarcastic, but he goes, yeah, I am a pedophile.
But with the accent, sounds like
a real pedophile.
Yeah, I fuck kids. And I'm like, he had him on speaker, and I was like, this guy's a comedian.
You should have recorded him.
Oh, shit.
And then you could blackmail him.
Well, it was so, because I wasn't, because normally he'll answer like, get the fuck out of here, what are you saying? But yeah, I guess he was in a good mood. He was in a good mood, you know?
He's like, this is molester in town. Yeah. Taking the heat off me, this is great. He was in such a good mood.
Oh, smell.
Yeah, he probably likes having child molesters on his street. He's like a ugly girl that has a fat friend.
Yeah, you know what I like about him? Unlike some comics, this guy doesn't mind competition. Yeah. I like that.
So did they catch a pedophile?
So hold on. So then I'm like, whatever, good luck. I go to him and we hang up. Because that shit.
They're looking for a pedophile. Good luck.
Good luck, Dad. My alibi's tight.
So then he calls me up. I think what? Because I was waiting for another recording. I think he calls me up something like 30 minutes later. Freaking the fuck out. They're here to vaccinate me. They're going door to door. They're checking everyone. They're here to force. He goes, they're here to take my property.
Jesus.
I don't have weapons. They took our weapons.
Finally, he's making some sense.
God damn.
Dude, so I'm like, calm down.
So the pedophile police were there to vaccinate people? They were using the old, we're looking for pedophiles. I got you.
Hey, sexy kids are on.
That's the oldest trick in the book. You use the sexy kids to vaccinate old weirdos.
Yeah, the old sexy kids switcheroo.
They're here to vaccinate. Well, how does he get these fucking? So at first the pedophiles, and then they're forced vaccinations.
I don't know, bro. And then they were forcibly vaccinated pedophiles.
And then I hear chains rattling in the back.
Chains.
Oh, Jesus. It was one of those kids trying to escape.
Yeah. Was it the ghost of Christmas past?
I go, bro, what's that sound? What are you doing? He goes, I'm grabbing my nunchucks. I'm getting ready to defend myself.
Was he going to defend himself from the vaccine police with the nunchucks?
Yes.
Jesus Christ.
And I go, what the fuck? Are you crazy? Dude, calm down. You're worse than a woman. And I start yelling at him. Calm the
You're
fuck down.
You're worse than a woman.
They're not there. They're probably, I
you
don't know.
You know what's better than a woman, son? Children.
Christ.
So he's freaking the fuck out. I'm ready, man. I'm ready. And I hear the nunchucks twirling, bro. I just hear the chain. And he built.
Is he on his speakerphone? Or he's just
like this. He's holding his phone and he's doing this.
What were you doing while Michelangelo was screaming?
I was sitting at the studio on the couch telling him to calm the fuck down.
How is he not on the intellectuals?
Just he doesn't want him around.
Yeah. Yeah. So then the thing is, he built his own nunchucks, by the way. These are nunchucks that he built himself.
You don't say.
They're not official.
Because he bought nunchucks from the store, apparently, and they broke.
Fucking big nunchuck.
Big nunchuck is always selling.
So what he did is he goes, I'm going to make my own nunchuck. So what he did is he took two really long screws and drilled them into two separate pieces of wood, basically broom handles, and then attached
them. Tell me they're not round. They're just like 2x4s.
No, they're round. He sanded them and everything.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
They painted or they have tape?
No, they're not painted, but they have the screw that came out on the other end.
Each one has a slang. One, fuck kids.
So the screw actually goes through the wood and
comes out on the other end, so it doesn't break off. Yeah.
That's crazy.
And then he figured he'd measure. He'd go, okay, the screw is this long, and the wood is this long. Maybe I need a shorter screw.
No, he did
that
on purpose, so it doesn't break.
And you can poke people in the eye.
And he put a metal ring around at the end. And tightened it to hold it together to add more blunt damage.
The man is a legend.
Jesus fucking Christ. Because a regular nunchuck doesn't hurt enough.
Yeah, exactly.
Chuck Norris, if Chuck Norris was scared of needles and fucked kids.
So then...
He's not... God damn, he's afraid.
So then...
it's crazy how afraid he is to get nunchucked. They took my guns.
I have my last line of defense.
Has he ever had a gun or no? No one took his guns, right?
No, he's
but
never
he's
had
saying that they took his guns.
He had rifles. He used to have rifles. For hunting.
Did he lose them? Tell me he lost them.
No, I guess he sold them or some shit.
He sold them.
Anyways, so I finished my recording and I go, fuck, is this man okay? Did he get murdered by the police?
Oh, you know, because he went out nunchuck.
Because he went out nunchuck swinging,
it's
bro.
A bunch of Jehovah's Witnesses. Like,
you know, so I text him like, yo, so what happened? He goes, oh, don't worry about it. There was murder on the street.
What?
Yeah. So all that.
I thought you said they were doing vaccination awareness.
So he went from pedophile to vaccine.
To vaccine to there was a murder.
How did he think it was for vaccines?
I thought you said there was vaccination awareness.
They went door to door asking people shit, right? Yeah. So they were probably asking, like
fucking vaccinated.
You know, for witnesses, did you guys notice anything, whatever?
Did you notice anything? They were like, we have noticed there's a fucking Greek weirdo.
you notice anything suspicious around here? And they're like, define suspicious. Yeah.
Are you talking about Gus?
Yeah, like, who's Gus? Like, and they just all turn their heads. Yeah. And it's, you know, the window's open, and it's him shirtless with nunchucks and a bandana. Like, you're not gonna vaccinate me! And they're like, you mean like that? And they're like, yeah, that's kind of weird. Yes, fuck.
And I go, and he goes, oh, so false alarm. He goes, I go, no false alarm. Time to wait there, because there's about to be another fucking murder, you bastard. I called him, started yelling at him.
Murder that asshole. Yo, apart from promising sexual favors to your father, what did they do? They asked him, have you seen a murder? Do you know if anybody murdered someone?
I think it was that, and then
so he was
down.
Probably like, "Oh, good news! Oh, phew!
Yeah,
okay, somebody. My neighbor's dead. I'm not gonna get a vaccine, though, right? Yeah. Okay, good.
Murdered? Who? The black kid? Okay, you have a bad news too, or no? I'm like, sure, that is the bad news. He's like, no, I mean vaccine related.
Vaccine bad.
What?
On a scale of 1 to vaccine, how bad is this?
If somebody else get murdered, I don't care.
He is a cartoon, man. That's lunatic shit.
I love him.
I like that having a pedophile on his street bothered him less than someone going to vaccinate.
Yeah, there's a pedophile. They're looking for a pedophile on the street. And then they're vaccinating me! Yeah.
And the thing is, and what's crazy is because when he called me and told me about it, I told him, it's probably just a drug bust. Ignore it. So he goes, or maybe they're looking for a pedophile. Like, he's the one that...
Yeah. Or maybe they're looking for a pedophile.
Yeah.
Son, how fast can you delete a hard drive? Can I just put a magnet on it? How does that work?
You know, so I'm like...
Do people keep my search history if it's incognito mode?
Yeah. Oh God!
Yeah, I don't know how he came up with the kiddie porn thing, but that's very
I have a
suspicious.
Theory.
Yeah,
I have a theory. It's because he fears getting caught.
There's no way.
What?
There's no way.
What?
That he's like that.
Like what?
Like a pedophile.
Whoa, what do you mean like a pedophile?
Like, there's no way he's a pedophile, my father.
Maybe that's why he left, because you were getting too sexy.
Yeah. That's you've been described as too sexy.
Yeah.
I was a sexy kid,
by priests.
Yeah.
He brings me to church. God damn, your son's sexy. He's
like, learn how to suck a dick. Why are we here? This is the best place to learn. Yeah. No, I don't think it's the best.
I don't think so either.
No, I think he's so paranoid. He panics about the dumbest shit.
Yeah. He's so he's paranoid about stuff he hasn't done.
Because he's the kind of guy that he sees that and he's like, oh, you think there's extraterrestrials here? Like, why would your brain go to that? Because wouldn't that be suspicious? Yeah, it would, but it's also unrealistic. You know? So yeah. He's that kind of a guy.
He's lost his marbles.
It always goes to like the craziest level.
Yeah.
Which makes it fun for us.
Yeah.
They're very entertaining.
And he seems, the fact that he's joking around, he seems in good spirits. I'm happy for the guy. He's doing well. He's got his building. He's got his business. He's got his nunchucks. He hasn't been vaccinated. He's not getting arrested. He's fine. The guy's living the dream.
They haven't found the hard drive.
Yeah. Life is good. Yeah,
life is good for this
nunchucks,
guy.
Nunchucks, no vaccines. He's fucking living his best
life. He's like an 8-year-old.
Yeah, he really is. He's living. He's a tractor.
Yeah, he does, actually. Yeah. He has a bulldozer, too, a mini bulldozer.
Oh, he has a bulldozer?
Yeah, he bought a bulldozer. Yeah.
Fuck. If I thought the cops were in my house to arrest me, he should have gotten on the bulldozer. Is it in Montreal?
Oh, no, it's not. It's not in Montreal, sorry.
He should bring it to Montreal.
I was excited. I thought he had a bulldozer, like, ready to go for war.
Bro, he comes out of the garage with the nunchucks.
He fucking buys a $30,000 bulldozer. God forbid any one of his sons ask him for like $5.
Bro, can I have 50
You know, the value of money, the reason I don't give you money is so you learn the value of the dollar.
You keep wasting your money on all these pedophile-related schemes. That's why you can't afford a good fucking bulldozer. Like, it's just nonsense. It's why, like every sentence makes no sense.
Why did he buy a bulldozer?
To do construction work, bro. I don't fucking
know. I'm cleaning. But it was mixed up because
he rent one?
Like, that's what you should do. But the story that Poseidon told me is very suspicious.
I don't even know anymore.
He says, my dad was on the bulldozer. And I said, what are you doing? He said, I'm cleaning out the neighborhood. And he said, with a bulldozer? And then he put away a gun. He's like, yes, with a bulldozer. Cleaning out the neighborhood, yeah. He's like Death Wish. He's going out there shooting people because they look suspicious.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Which means they're tanned.
Mm. Yeah, he's a special case, my father.
Yeah, he's amazing.
Yeah.
We could write a movie about him.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, 100%.
I think every Steven Seagal movie has been written about him.
Oh, yeah, it's true.
Yeah, he does like Steven.
He loves Steven Seagal.
Yeah, he's a diehard fan of Steven Seagal.
Yeah,
loves Steven Seagal.
Why can't you be a real man like Steven Seagal?
Yeah,
he's that kind
Steven
of a guy.
Seagal. What a fucking train wreck.
Did you hear about Steven Seagal shitting himself?
No.
Yeah, so Steven Seagal was a dick on set. Like, he was mean to people. And he would always not take the actual stunt people serious, even though they were the real. See, he doesn't know what he's doing. So he told the guy, I could beat you up in I forgot how many places or whatever. I could break your bone. I don't know what he said. So then the guy challenged him. Okay, we'll do a real fight. And he punched Steven Seagal so hard that he shit his pants.
That's amazing.
No way.
Yeah.
Fights. Hold on. Choked out by judo master.
He choked him. That's what happened. He choked him to the point where Steven Seagal was fighting so hard that he shit his pants.
No.
There's a video. If you have a judo master, why would you? And he's there to help your movie.
This video isn't available anymore. Damn it! Right.
Well, if you want to see an adult man shit his pants, bro, just wait.
Yeah.
What do you mean?
You're going to live it.
Oh, it's no longer. Oh, fuck. Okay. Anyways. Sorry.
Steven Seagal, he had a TV show for a while. He was a sheriff in a small town, I think.
In Arizona.
Oh, was it Arizona?
I think.
Okay.
Or Vegas.
Yeah, it was Nevada or
something,
Arizona.
Something, one of those places.
Well, one of
the deserts.
That end with A. One of the weird states that you're like.
Oh. That allows Steven Seagal to be a sheriff.
Yeah. Imagine getting arrested by Steven Seagal.
And they're like, why did you hire Steven Seagal? I was like, we haven't seen the movie. This guy dodged a bullet.
Yeah.
I got so angry when I saw that.
He dodged a bullet, right?
But that scene, that scene made me very, I don't know, I wanted to fling my controller on the screen, bro.
Yeah, that's what did it for him. All the other stuff was like, this is realistic.
No, but it was just.
I used to love Steven Seagal movies.
We didn't know it was stupid.
As a kid, I loved him, yeah.
What I used to like is he used to always break people's hands. Like, yeah. Someone would punch him, and he'd like, flick their hand and fucking just pop it in half. And I was like, this guy's crazy violent.
Yeah.
And stupid violent.
Yeah, he was goofy violent. He didn't need to be violent.
It wasn't hitting someone. It was making them fucking disabled.
Yeah, that's what it was. Yeah. He was creating handicaps.
I'm not going to break your leg. I'm going to fucking destroy your leg.
You're about to become handicapable.
Yeah.
I loved it.
Yeah.
Yo, speaking of handicaps.
Yeah.
You have severe handicaps. We're not going to talk them right now.
Oh.
Or do you want to talk about them?
I don't mind.
You want to talk about your handicaps?
Yeah, sure.
Okay. The most severe handicap that you have in life is your inability to speak to other men. That's what I noticed tonight. Without saying sexual things about what you're going to do to them later.
What?
You've made it very awkward for people downstairs. And there are numerous complaints. So I shouldn't say this on the podcast, but calm down. You heard that?
I've not said anything sexual to other men. Sexual. Yeah. Okay. I'll stop.
Okay. Just stop.
Even though I haven't done anything.
Well, you're saying that now. Yeah. But there are videos of you telling Pascal Cameron, I want to lick the bald spot on your head. And that's sexual.
Well, look how round it is.
Did you tell him that?
No, I never told him that.
No, I told him that. He said it. Yeah. I sent him a text from his phone. Come suck your dick.
I don't even have his phone number. How'd you do that?
How funny would it be if Pascal's like always we're on Poseidon? He's like, this fucking guy. Like, I don't know. He seems cool with me when I see him, but he keeps sending me dick pics.
Pascal is awesome, by the way.
We did
He's hilarious.
We did that to Bogo. Once I was doing a show with Bogo, and he told me before the show that he had gotten molested by his uncle, and he told us the name of his uncle. And then when he was on stage, I grabbed Bogo's phone, and it wasn't locked.
Oh, no.
So, and then I went in his contact list, and I changed my name to...
The uncle's name.
The uncle's name. And then I just... I never texted Bogo, so I just wrote, hey, Sebastian, just thinking about you.
No.
And then he got off stage, and he's like...
No,
His uncle though hadn't, in my defense, hadn't molested him. He was just weird with him. And what he told us, he was like, my uncle tried to molest me, and I was like, what does that mean? And his uncle had, when he was 16, his uncle brought him to his house and gave him rum, and they watched porn together. And then I was like, that is very weird when you're like 16, like someone giving you alcohol and then watching porn. No nunchucks.
Interesting.
Yeah.
But that just sounds like somebody trying to be like, he's a man now. This is what man
does. What was his reaction?
I think it was gay porn though.
But what was it? Did he say anything? Was he like, guys, I got to go on.
No, he was like.
Sebastian's getting late tonight. Like,
he was like, what? And then he was like.
And then, he saw
our faces, and he was like, "You motherfuckers! You motherfuckers!"
Bro, that is amazing. That's a good fucking gag.
Oh yeah, and I'd sent a picture too. I think that's when he did the "You motherfuckers." I found a picture of an old man naked, just kind of standing up, but opening up his butt cheek so you can see his butthole.
You know what's funny? It's funny what guys find funny.
Yeah.
Because I found out, my YouTube channel, it's 83% women that are subscribed to it.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
what the fuck?
That's what I said. So I've been having a whole like deal of fun with this all week. We've been making fun of it. So I did a podcast in French today, and it's two women. And it was Sinem. And I asked them, I go, what the fuck do you think about this? And they rationalize it. They go, you know what it is? They go, because the other girl that was with her, she's a comic too. And she's like, I like watching your humor, she goes. And I think a lot of women do, because if they get it, that you fuck around, we like hearing shit that we can't say. Like if we say it, it won't sound funny. It'll sound weird or whatever. Mm. She goes, so I think that's the main, is like, he's saying something that I find funny, but I can't say. That's what she said. That was her logic. Yeah.
I guess.
So these women... I had, like, in my head, I would have thought it was all dudes. Yeah. Because I do dude humor, I thought.
Yeah. Yeah.
But it's mostly chicks. Like, by a lot.
God damn.
Yeah. Fuck. My Suzuko channel, it used to be like 90% dudes, and now it's 75%.
You see, it's changing. Yeah.
I think of the 90%, 15 of those percents just got tits, and they identify as women.
Yeah.
But it's just the same dudes, but they have vaginas.
What a weird statistic.
Yeah.
What a weird statistic.
Yeah.
That is a lot of women. Like the very disproportionate.
The demographic is very disproportionate.
I think it might be the women that, since you sound like a real man and you never hear real men anymore.
She said
so. Women are like, okay, finally a fucking real dude.
She said something though. She said something on the, I think it was on the podcast we're talking about. She said something. She goes, the other thing is, she goes, you t'assume. Like, you say whatever you got to say. Yeah. She goes, you don't give a fuck. You're like, I don't give a shit. What are you going to do? No. She goes, we like that. And I was like,
no.
83%, yeah. Crazy. I would have never, if you told me to bet, I would have bet my whole life savings on the opposite.
Yeah.
I would have lost a lot of money.
God damn.
Yeah, there's no way you could have guessed. But fun fact that women are liking this kind of humor.
Yeah.
That's would you have ever imagined?
No.
Me neither. It's fucking crazy.
Yeah.
That's a good thing.
Yeah, I guess, yeah. Or guys are becoming soft. I don't know what the fuck it is.
Maybe, but, yeah.
I used to do a TV show on French TV that was like, it was kind of like the man show.
Yeah.
And the only people that really loved it were women. Yeah. And it was a show that was, all of the humor was just for dudes. And then one of my friends that was on the show, he was like, have you noticed? Like, if you do something that's for dudes, women will want to hear it. But if you do shit that's for women,
nobody
guys
wants to
don't
hear
give
it.
A fuck.
Yeah.
Like, no guy's like, what are the ladies talking about?
A makeup tutorial.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, there's never been a dude that's like, I setting the PVR for the view. Like, no,
I don't think a woman's ever said that.
I had when I was doing the Tout le monde en parle years ago, the talk show.
Yeah.
There was this lady that was on, and she was talking about The View, saying it was the most important thing on television.
Who's this retarded broad?
I don't know. It was some fucking lady, and I laughed when she said that because I thought she was joking, and I was like, and then she was like, "It is. It's very important, and it's good." And I was like, "This fucking," because it sounds retarded.
The best is it's live, and Mike's like, "You guys fucking hear this? You guys hear? Hey, audience, you guys hear this fucking bullshit coming out of this dumb broad's mouth?"
Yeah. And I asked her, like, what? Because it was the years that Barbara Walters was on there.
I like Barbara Walters.
But whenever Barbara Walters was on, no matter what Barbara Walters said, the other women just agreed. And Barbara Walters was this weird old fucking lady.
That's why I liked her. She was very weird.
Yeah, very weird.
And I like the way it's not that I liked her. I didn't like her point of view. I liked the way she talked. Now we're here with Mike Ward.
Jesus Christ.
She would change her.
I just
inflection.
Like the. I remember she used to do those Barbara Walters interviews.
Yeah, I love those. She had Osama Bin Laden, I think.
Everyone that was on always cried. There was a part of the interview that you cried.
Yeah, and there was always. She had criminals. I think she had Saddam Hussein. Like,
it felt so fucking fake.
Yeah. She had Yasser Arafat, I remember.
Yeah, she had Yasser Arafat. Yeah. But then, like, in the. That was, I think, in the 80s, she had Yasser Arafat. But then in the 90s, all she did was Oscar nominees.
Ah.
Yeah. Unless Yasser Arafat was nominated for an Oscar.
He may have.
He was Best Supporting Actress.
I know he won an Emmy or two. Yeah, that's what it was.
Why does she look like my gym teacher in elementary?
Is that what
How
she like?
Bad was your gym teacher that she looked like an old fucking lady?
She had the same haircut, same
face. In elementary, your gym teacher was a guy.
Yeah, but he had that hair.
I know his gym teacher. It doesn't look a thing like Barbara Walters. This guy's nuts.
So a man had the Barbara Walters haircut?
Yeah.
No, he didn't.
Yeah, he had that.
Short hair. He didn't have the hair. He didn't have Barbara Walters.
She had a man.
Mr. Chris still has the same hair. You go visit him now.
She had man wrestler hair from the 80s.
Yeah,
like Paul Orndorff had hair like that.
Yo, Hogan. I've been seeing pictures. People keep finding him in like random places, like in pharmacies.
Oh, really?
And they're taking pictures, and he's like, there's something weird about that, like an aging wrestler.
Yeah,
who's just going down. And you know what I find weird? I find weird wrestlers that still, they're like 70, 80, and they talk like they're 20 and in the ring.
Yeah.
Hey, brother.
Yeah.
Hey, brother, you out there power slamming life?
Yeah.
Nah, bro, I'm just getting some gum.
Yeah. And you're buying Cialis. So, so go fuck yourself.
So go fuck yourself. You're in Florida. You should fucking meet him.
Yeah, he has a place in Clearwater that's only like an hour from where I am, and I always see pictures of people going into his store, and then you buy like shitty memorabilia, and he takes a picture with you.
We should when we do Two Drink Minimum in Florida, we should try to get him on as a guest.
Yeah.
Oh, that would be amazing.
I will change the intro just for that.
When it comes crashing down and it hurts inside. down.
And Poseidon rips his shirt off. That's how we start the podcast. That's what we should do. If we do a podcast with him, you have to rip your shirt off.
Oh, I had the weirdest thing last night. When I got back, I was doing the Les Denis Drolet's podcast in Drummondville. And they had a thing as a joke. They wanted to, they hired a male stripper to be dress up as Santa Claus. And they told him, come in and just... we'll play a Christmas carol, a slow song. Come in, but dance like it's fucking Magic Mike. Come in, don't dance for 2 seconds. Rip all your clothes off, pull your dick out, bend over, and then show people your butthole, and then just leave. But you're still dressed as Santa Claus.
Just so people could get some context, this is just a live podcast. That's what it was.
It's just a live podcast.
You're showing up with your wife to watch a live podcast, and
they were
the
like,
dick and
"Come
asshole.
In, take." And then they were like, "Maybe not your dick, because maybe there might be laws, but there's probably no law about showing your asshole. So just like,
it's not specific.
Take all your clothes off, open up, and show people your asshole. And then
what did the guy say?
And he was like, but. I don't like the song. He was like, usually I come in.
That's what he doesn't like.
You know what, man? He's a man of culture and taste.
Because he was like, usually the song is quick and I can dance. And this is...
What song was it?
It was some holiday song. And it's like a child singing, because it makes it even funnier. Like, and then he was like, but I always dance to Magic Mike. I didn't even know Magic Mike was a song.
It's a song.
It was
a movie.
Fucking movie. Yeah. It is. I think it is a movie. A but I think he calls every stripper thing Magic Mike. So he's like, I'm used to dancing like dancing to Magic Mike. And I'm like, okay. Bam, and then the guy starts the podcast, and he's like, do you think they could play a bit of Magic Mike to get me into it, and then they can put the song? And I'm like, no.
I love how mean you guys are to this poor fucking hooker.
I love how he calls every stripper song Magic Mike.
Yeah.
It's like he's like an old Greek lady calling every cartoon Mickey Mouse.
Yeah. And I could just see Mike getting pretty. The only Magic Mike around here is me, motherfucker. Now show me your butthole.
But I told him, I was like, look, if you like, I was like, just play a song in your head and pretend that song's playing. And then he goes, what song? And I go, who cares?
Whatever you want.
And he goes, no, but what song? What song should I play in my head?
God
damn. And I'm like, Magic Mike. Just play Magic Mike. And he goes, okay, yeah, I'll play Magic Mike. So he was told, come in, dance, rip your clothes off right away, and then bend over, open your asshole, and then just leave. And the guys will be like, what the fuck just happened? Like, they wanted to play like, what the fuck? We asked this Santa Claus just to come in and be Santa Claus. Now he's showing his butthole.
It's so funny.
So, but he comes in, and since the song is slow, he starts dancing for real. And he's doing this so people cheer. And then he just dances, but he doesn't take any clothes off at all. No clothes off. And the song, like they had, the song was like maybe 2.5 minutes. And they didn't loop it because the guy was supposed to come in, fucking get naked. Like it's supposed to take 4 seconds. He danced for 2.5 minutes. And then when the song ended, he ripped his shirt open like Hulk, like he ripped the Santa Claus costume off like Hulk Hogan. And then he left.
No butthole.
So no butthole.
You didn't pay him?
That's nothing. And then the guys were like, what the fuck just happened? Like, now it looks like we wanted just to see a fucking...
Like a guy strip for 3 minutes.
A guy is fucking strip. Like, it was insane. It made no sense.
Shows his butthole starts giving...
But you know what? Making no sense is that podcast. It makes it funnier.
Yeah.
They're hilarious, those fucking guys. Yeah, they had to experience shit silent.
God damn. Yeah. Starts giving charcoal to everyone because they've been naughty.
Coal?
Yeah, coal. Sorry, coal. No, charcoal. But it's actually his shit.
Charcoal. Charcoal. We're starting a barbecue.
Ah, coal, charcoal, same difference.
Same shit.
So how is Guido doing?
I have no clue, actually.
That's an interesting, heated question. I had him on the podcast to interview him.
Okay.
Ah, yes.
He was in good spirits.
Yes.
He shaved his beard, which was a bad move. They made a poster for him because he's doing his one-man show.
Half Italian, half English?
Yeah. And at the end, he sings a song. I swear to God. He told me, like, I wanted to kill him. He goes, bro, I'm not hack, bro, but I'm closing with a scat man. I go, what does that mean?
Scatman? Yeah. I'm a scatman. That song?
But in Italian.
Oh. No, wasn't it Cotton Eye Joe?
Oh, sorry. It was Cotton Eye Joe. Same difference.
But in Italian?
Yeah.
So he's doing bebop, bebop, fugazi.
How do you say it? So I was like, why are you doing this?
Why is he doing that?
Because I don't want to bully you, but you're forcing me to.
Why did he think that was a good idea that old Italian people would want to hear Cotton Eye Joe?
You know what I think it is?
Shouldn't he pick like a real Italian song if it's for old Italian people?
I have no idea. He just doesn't give a fuck so much.
Yeah.
He's just like, I'm gonna fuck with him. He just does not care.
No. I think he's telling himself, get them what they want. Give them what they pay for.
Give the people what they pay for.
Give it up, Mundo Pastorando, Torino. So I wonder if he used. Can you?
Okay.
Get
so
the lyrics.
Some
for
of the lines. Okay, though, I have it already prepared.
But copy them and then go to Google Translate.
Oh no, I have them
Italian.
Side by side already.
You have them in Italian.
It's 92% translation. Some stuff they couldn't translate.
Okay.
Do you want me to put it on Google though, still, just to try?
No. But just can you read it in Italian?
So
you want to put it up in the big screen so I can see it.
Yeah, sure.
Cotton Eye Joe.
Original or translated?
Okay.
Sarei stato spasto molto tempo fa. Da dove sei venuto? Dove te ne sei andato?
It's gonna be terrible.
Da dove sei venuto? Cotton Eye Joe. Sarei stato spasto molto tempo fa. Dove? Who gives a fuck, bro? The point is, this is gonna be retarded.
Yeah, this is gonna be.
You know what I think he. I think the only reason why he's doing this is he ended up on that website and he was like, God damn it.
That's a good idea.
That's these old Italian dumb fucks don't know this song.
That'd be funny.
They're going to think I wrote this song.
He's like, now my paisans, a little song I wrote for you.
A little song I wrote for you. It's about one of my friend, Joe.
Yeah. Joe, this one's for you. And he starts, sarei stato spasto molto.
What the fuck does Cotton Eye mean? Like a Cotton Eye Joe.
Doesn't that mean that you're dry eyes?
I think you're this is about STD, I think.
Yeah. Where did you come from? Where did you go? Where did you come from, Cotton Eye Joe?
Yeah, I think it's about an STD.
Really?
What? Yeah, I think so.
No. Cotton Eye Joe is an STD?
Everything with Poseidon is about STDs.
Why
would you write a song for, you know what, you know...
Where did you come from? Where did you go, AIDS?
Some singers write about the love of their life. I'm going to write a song
STDs.
About herpes.
It's the gift that keeps on giving.
It's the muse. It's my muse.
Yeah. Well, it's a theory. Sorry.
It's a theory.
Yeah. So
that is a dumb theory.
Yeah. Did your dad come up with it?
People claim that the Rednecks version Cotton Eye Joe originally covered... It's about STIs.
STIs.
STIs, yeah, because it's no longer a disease, it's an infection.
As Texan folklorist Dorothy Scarborough wrote in her 1925 book On the Trail of, I'm not going to say that word, folk songs.
What? Whoa, say all those words.
Of,
and also, why did you say 1925?
Since it's 1925, does that word start with an N?
Yes, it
does. Okay. Wait, for real?
Yeah.
It's N road?
No. As a Texan folklorist, Dorothy Scarborough wrote in her 1925 book On the Trail of N-word Folk Songs.
Oh, N-word Folk Songs.
Ends with a row, though, right? Not a er?
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
N-E-G-R-O. Light N-word Folk Songs.
Yeah, light, yeah.
Yeah. So like the latest Kanye album.
It's a Michelob Ultra.
Yeah. Okay, that's an interesting way of describing it.
Cotton Eye Joe
but
was
Cotton Eye Joe didn't come in 1925. It's this like a song from the 90s.
Was born out of American slavery. This isn't about guilt by association of the song's
essence.
So
Cotton Eye Joe is
it's actually about slavery. Yeah, sorry.
So the cotton.
Hold on.
So is Cotton Eye Joe a black guy? He's a slave?
Wait, but this song is
They should have used that song in the movie 12 Years a Slave.
Or Django.
Yeah, Django.
Where did you come from? Where did you come from, Django?
I'd be married a long time ago.
Meet up, meet mama, go. Where did you come from, Django?
Yeah.
Where did you come from? Where did you go?
Where did you come from, Django?
Django, Jamie Foxx.
It's actually catchy.
But wait, hold on, hold on.
I'm Jamie Foxx.
Okay, so Cotton Eye Joe, the song, is based on Cotton Eye Joe, the Tales.
Because
the song
so.
Is new, right? Cotton Eye Joe was in the 90s.
Yeah, it's in the 90s.
It was 1925.
I don't know.
Who goes, you know, I heard a story about, we can't use that word anymore. we're going to sing a song about him. That's probably what they do. You know how apparently some Americans, well, when they want to talk shit about black people, they say Canadians.
I didn't know this.
Yeah.
What?
They go, these fucking Canadians. When you get to a place, these fucking Canadians that are talking during the movie.
No.
It's slang.
I never heard
this. It's slang for black people.
No.
I don't know if he knows.
Oh, you got to
talk.
But
when I found that out, I was like, oh, that's fucking I thought it was hilarious.
It is hilarious.
It's very funny.
I can't believe I never knew.
Yeah. So maybe this is a way for the rednecks that were racist, and they were like, we can't sing the N-word. But
I got something catchy. Fucking banjo music.
God damn.
The rednecks are funny.
Yeah. Yeah.
There's some hilarious about people playing banjos.
Yeah.
Yeah.
By the way, I thought of something I was going to talk about on stage. You know how against I am, like, the monarchy?
Hmm?
And we celebrate monarchies all around the world. And they're all, the big thing is that they're inbred, basically. That's the thing.
Yeah,
that
allegedly.
But isn't that, like, these people will celebrate certain specific inbred people, but no one shows up in Alabama and kisses people's feet, and they're like, oh, it's just if they're British, if they have an accent. But if they have a redneck accent, then you're like, you're disgusting. But if a British person fucks his cousin, that's cool. Isn't it crazy that we have this thing?
You know
what
annoys me about the royal family? You know how Prince Harry was like, I don't want to be in the royal family anymore. I'm leaving. And you're like, okay, good. Yeah. So what are people going to call you? Prince Harry?
Oh, yeah, that's true. Too, yeah.
They still call him Prince Harry. Yeah. If you're no longer royal, fucking call yourself Harry, whatever his real last name is.
Harry Del Douche.
Yeah, it'd be amazing if it's
Harry the Commoner.
Yeah. No, but Harry like the peasant. He has a real last name. I have no idea what the royal family's last name. Right? I think it's a German name, right?
They were Nazi sympathizers.
And it'd be amazing if they're What's the last name?
Hold on, I have to type in British. Sorry.
What did you type
in? I just typed in royal.
Oh,
royal last name.
Bartholomew.
What the fuck?
What did you Google? I'm sure you Googled
British royal family last name.
Okay.
For the most part, members of the royal family
Windsor.
Entitled the sound, but in time
it'd be amazing if their last name was entitled
Mountbatten or Windsor.
Windsor.
I can't tell.
Mountbatten Windsor. Okay, yeah, that's a suspicious name.
Mountbatten.
Goddamn Germans have infiltrated everything.
Mountbatten sounds
like mountain beater.
Yeah, Mountbatten.
Mountbatten.
Mountbatten. Mountain Batten sounds better than Cotton Eye Joe.
This one says Windsor.
That's how I know it.
Yeah, Windsor Castle. So yeah, so he should call himself Harry Windsor.
Yeah.
What a name.
That's cool, actually.
What a Harry Windsor. Harry Windsor sounds
Harry
like a cuck.
Yeah.
Well.
No, Windsor sounds cool.
Windsor? No.
Windsor.
Windsor. Windsor, Ontario.
Ah, you ruined it. Yeah, you're right.
Well, look, if you enjoyed this and you're not from Windsor, Ontario, please follow us on other platforms. Subscribe, share, tell your friends. Mike Ward is at mikeward.ca. He's currently building his new hour because he just finished a big 3-year tour. While he's doing that, I think there's plans for just a bit of an English timeout. You're going to
English.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I'm going to be doing you every Tuesday night at 9:30 at Le Bordel Comedy Club in Montreal.
Shows
English
in English.
Shows that you host.
And Mike appears randomly.
And it's a new show every week. So people can come
different
every
lineups.
Week. It's always different people, always a different show.
And sometimes the ghost of Mike appears.
That's where I'm going to work my new hour, which isn't a real new hour because it's just me working on stuff from my French show.
From the French show, but it's working, so it's going to be fun.
Yeah.
Besides online. TheePoseidon69 on Twitter and on Instagram. His link tree is I Am Poseidon. Don't forget the websites, patreon.com/pantelis, patreon.com/chooseacoot for Mike Ward's podcast. It is the number one French language comedy podcast on the planet, and it's only getting better. If you subscribe to that podcast on Patreon, you get capabilities to watch it live, which is the best part. Mm. You talk in the chat with people, people laugh. It's a fun time. So check us all out there. And
before you tell people to go fuck themselves, if you have a podcast and you want to rent Pantelis' studio, and it comes with this guy.
It comes with him. It comes equipped with a Poseidon.
The Cotton Eye Joe podcast.
The Cotton Eye Joe. If you want Cotton Eye Poseidon over here, fucking cis side Poseidon, it's bookingpodcaststudio@gmail.com. Send in your inquiries there, and he will reply to you. But most importantly, Poseidon,
yes,
go fuck yourselves.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.